Why'd you make it this way? I didn't say nothing to you about that thing that you said not to say nothing about. It was purely your imagination at that moment in time. At that moment in time. This must be that episode where I tell you all about time. How time works for me. And I sing you a song about it. I don't think I'm ready for that, but I will do it nevertheless. Because that's how time works for me. It's about what I tell you. When time works for me, I can tell you about it. I can tell you about time and how it works for me. But time doesn't really work for me. Not since I was born. There might have been a time before time. I didn't know what time it was. It's always the same time for me. Always the same time for you. Time. 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 Time.
I was so psyched to explore a whole new world. I just don't feel normal. My friends are nice, but they just don't get me.
I feel like such a weirdo!
Where do you go to be understood? I found this online show. I can call in. I can express myself. Be on TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos.com. Sometimes a stranger can be your best friend.
A stranger came into town, and I, you know, this is the kind of town where strangers don't come into town very often. in something we couldn't understand. But it was fabulous. Oh my God. I don't know if you can understand what that feels like. But anyway, a little while later, people started to wonder, what was that really about there with the flibbertigib and the bibbidi-bop? And they started to say, oh, that was nothing. Forget all about it. Some of us knew how great it had been, but then there were those who didn't like it, and they just brought the whole thing down, brought us back to that boring old town where nothing happens. But then another stranger came to town, and he also got us together in the hall, and it was just like old times, and got us up there, and he did the chant, and he was like, flibbity jib on the bibbity bop, the flibbity jib on the bibbity bop, the flibbity jib on the bibbity bop, the flibbity jib on the bibbity bop. And it was great, and we were all doing it all around, and everybody was going nuts, and it was great, and it cheered, and but then, you know what happened. People made it go away. And that's it. It just keeps going on and on like that. Over and over again. Guy comes in, guy cheers us up, guy gets chased away. That's how things have been in this town as long as anybody can remember. Oh, and I meant to ask. By the way, how are things in your town? In your town. How are things in your town? That's right. You heard right. It's time for Aristotle. Every art and every science reduced to a teachable form, and in like manner, every action and moral choice aims, it is thought, at some good, for which reason a common and by no means a bad description of the chief good is that which all things aim at. Now, there is plainly a difference in the ends proposed, for in some cases they are acts of working, and in others certain works or intangible results, and beside the acts of working, and where there are certain ends beyond and beside the actions, the works are in their nature better than the acts of working. Again, since actions and arts and sciences are many, the ends likewise come to be many, of the healing art, the shipbuilding art, a vessel, of the military art, victory, and of domestic management, wealth, are respectively the ends. And whatever of such actions, arts, or sciences range under some one faculty, as under that of horsemanship, the art of making bridles, and all that are connected with the manufacture of horse furniture in general, this itself again, and every action connected with war under the military art, and in the same way others under others. In all such, the ends of the master arts are more choice-worthy than those ranging under them, because with a view to the former that the latter are pursued. And in this comparison, it makes no difference whether the acts of working themselves, the ends of the actions, or something further beside them, as is the case in the arts and sciences we have just been speaking of. Side note. Since then, of all things which may be done, there is some one end which we desire for its own sake, with a view to which we desire everything else. And since we do not choose in all instances with a further end in view, for then men would go on without limit, and so the desire would be unsatisfied and fruitless. This plainly must be the chief good, i.e. the best thing of all. Surely then, even with reference to the actual life and conduct, the knowledge of it must have great weight. And like archers with a mark in view, you shall be more likely to hit upon what is right. And if so, we ought to try to describe in outline at least what it is, and of which of the sciences and faculties it is the end. And finally, tonight, I did want to tell you, I figured out how time works with me. That is to say, how it's different between my existence, which has a certain relationship to time, and yours. And so basically, we can compare your lifetime to my day. I just have this one day. Do you understand? I don't have many days the way you do, but this one day that I have just repeats over and over again. So the day itself does have time, that is to say, there's a beginning and a middle and an end to the day, but that day is just going to start over again. So in that sense, time doesn't exist, because it's not like I get to the end of the day and then there's another day. I just repeat the same day, and there might be some differences, but it's really the same day. It's the same for me. It's the same day. Now, if you were looking, if when you look at me, you don't see the same day the way I do. You see me at a different point, and it seems like a different day to you. But to me, it's the same day. It's the same. So, for instance, a day for me is a lifetime for you. So like a second for me is like a day for you, because each second is going to repeat so many times. It's like a huge portion of my lifetime. But for you, it'd be like a day every year or something. It's like a second of every day for you. I wrote a song about it. Let's see if I can sing it for you. I probably can't, because yeah.
Wow.